Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we'll learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. Hello everyone! Yesterday I received an epic question and I thought, why not answer it here so everybody can receive it and hopefully be inspired by it. So the question is, what do you actually mean by the quantum field? I know that a lot of people use that nowadays, especially in the world of spirituality, healing, the evolution of consciousness, and so on, but it can be very vague and quite challenging to understand. So in today's transmission, I'm going to share more what the quantum field means to me, inside my own body of work, inside my own cosmology. So I want you to give you an image that you can understand and begin to work with. So in quantum physics, the quantum refers to how matter and energy behave at extremely small scales. So it's a subatomic level. If you start going inside a cell, all the way to the subatomic level, in the atom, this is where the quantum field is. The quantum field is the space between the nucleus and the electron. And it is an infinite space full of potentials, infinite potentials. And as the law says, as above, so below, as within, so without, the quantum field present on a subatomic level within ourselves is also outside of ourselves. So at this microscopic level, reality does not really behave exactly as solid, as something predictable as we once used to think in science. No, it is evolving. I don't really have a strong background in science. I have read quite a bit about it. So this is really part of my cosmology, my interpretation of it, right? If you want to know more about this, there's some epic books out there and a lot on the internet. And you can dive more deeply into all the science behind it, because truly it is fascinating to bridge science and spirituality. But it comes really from an intimate understanding. And this is what I share with you today, right? So there are particles, fields, and probabilities, interactions that are actually far more complex than what we once thought. So the spiritual teachers often use the phrase the quantum field very broadly nowadays, talking more about our external reality. But I want to explain how I use it within my own body of work. So when I speak about the quantum field, I'm really talking about the invisible field of endless possibilities, the infinite intelligence out there and within us that organizes life in one way or another. So this is the connection that we have within ourselves, first and foremost, between all our system, everything that we are, on a physical level, on an emotional level, on a mental level, and on a spiritual level, as we are multidimensional beings of the light. So this is the connection that we have within, but it is also the connection that as one being we have with our external environment. And so the quantum field is everything, if you want, right? So the quantum field is not something that is distant. It's not like a distant place that you need to travel to. So you are already participating in the quantum field through your consciousness, through the choices that you make, through your emotions and your feeling, through the actions and the relationships that you cultivate. So you do not have to understand complicated physics to begin understanding how you participate with life. If you want to go down that rabbit hole though, we gotta go much more deeply around all of this inside my upcoming 21-day portal called Become a Timeline Architect. So if you would like to join, I will talk more about it later. So today it is more like of a broad view to give you an impression of what I personally mean by the quantum field. So hopefully it inspires you to co-create with the quantum field more consciously. I want you to think about a radio. So imagine that reality contains many different radio stations. If you love house music, techno, or psytrance, you would know that there is a difference between that. But if you are not someone who's in electronic music to start with, they will sound all the same. You might be more into drum and bass or R&B or rock or whatever. You know, so there are really, really many, many radio stations out there. They are the ones that we are more attracted to, and they are the ones who are like, not really my vibe. So every station already exists, but you only hear the one that you are tuned into, the one that has a resonance for you, the one you're like, oh, like this resonates with me. So your inner state is like the tuner, if you want. So when your thoughts, your words, your feelings, and your actions contradict one another, this signal becomes very fuzzy. It's like full of statics. So you might say, oh no, I want to listen to rock music from the 90s. Oh no, actually, I think I changed my mind. Oh, I want to listen to classical music, to Beethoven. So you keep on changing like this. And so the signal is not clear. You know, you cannot really go deep and actually enjoy the beautiful music that you want to receive and feel in your body. So coherence is not about being positive all the time, you know, fake it until you make it kind of vibe. No, coherence is more about becoming less divided within ourselves. And that's really my body of work. You know, some of you who are going to watch this, you received the Codex of One that I facilitated at the beginning of the year. And you know that everything changed after receiving one. This is the program that people have asked me to receive again and again the most. I've never had students who already receive a program who said, if you do it again, I will sign up again. So I'm considering it. Anyway, staying on track. So coherence is really, I desire something. So I'm going to think constructive, excited thought about that. Yes, my God, let's make it happen. And then I'm going to speak in alignment with it. And I'm going to make the choices that are in coherence with that. That is coherence. But fragmentation is like, I say I want something, but I repetitively allow my thoughts to be like, oh, you're not ready, you don't deserve it, you're too broken, who do you think you are, what are people going to say, and so on. So it's like the mind is like, you know, and you allow the mind to be like this, and then you don't really follow through aligned actions, like, oh, maybe I want to have this like super toned, healthy, vibrant body, I can really feel it, I get excited by it. But then I actually don't really create habits and consistency through my choice, my decisions, and my actions that promote that. I spend way too much time eating junk food and sitting in front of the TV as an example. So that's fragmentation. Okay? So when we say we want something, I want maybe also to activate more my mission. But then you hide behind a lot of very good excuses, and I'm going to talk about that actually. But you hide behind your gift, I'm not gifted enough, I'm not ready enough, or like, I don't want to spend that money training in this, I don't want to spend so much time doing that, again, what other people say, and so on. It's like the desire is moving in one direction, but your habits, the way you use your resources being your energy, your time, your money, it's pulling you into another direction. So that creates the friction, that creates the static. There is no clear signal present within your own microcosm, your internal universe, your own intimate quantum field. It's already so static, lots of static, so fuzzy that because the signal is not clear, it doesn't really give clear direction to the macrocosm, the quantum field outside of yourself. It's like, okay, she says she wants this, but then she does that. I was like, not quite sure. It's a bit fuzzy over there. Let's wait. This is why things kind of don't land, right? So being coherent, it does not mean that you never feel fear, sadness, longing, that you never have your wounds and trauma aggravated. Absolutely not. We can acknowledge the wounded part of ourselves and work on really healing ourselves, but we don't operate from that. We do not allow those parts to control our decisions, to control our thoughts. We reparent ourselves with loving compassion, with patience, and also clear direction about, come on, you can do it. You know, let's keep going. So it's like one part of me may need healing. And I think, honestly, like all humans have a foot in healing. And so we have this aspect of, yeah, I heal myself, but this is not, it doesn't dictate my entire reality. This is just a small aspect of myself. And I address that with loving compassion and presence, I have just mentioned. So we do not suppress the humans. We do not suppress what's present, ignore what's present, bypass feelings and emotions and denser vibration. There is nothing wrong with that. It's like, welcome to Earth. Welcome to the club. You know, it's just like, let's heal, but let's not continuously think and move and make decisions and create an identity that is trauma-based. So we need to really choose to move for the other, deeper part of ourselves, which knows that we are moving into that direction and we are holding our human. We move with faith, with bravery, we say to our human, like we are the best cheerleader, our best friend, you know? I always say to my students, talk to your human, to yourself, as you were talking to your best friend. And like never be mean to your human. Never say, no, like you cannot fulfill those dreams. Like, who do you think you are? And it's like so many people speak to themselves like this. It's like, we stop doing it. Okay? So a temporary emotion is not necessarily your entire frequency. There are moments when and my human syndrome feel like super aligned, super connected, super ecstatic. This is, you know, what I have cultivated for so long now that it's kind of my baseline. But then my human syndrome has also been deeply traumatized. Welcome to the club on planet Earth. And so at certain moments, it's not logical. But my human syndrome is going to have very strong emotional reactions. It's going to have like, whoa, you know, like also thought patterns, subconscious programming coming up to the surface and the things that my human syndrome is simply learning to work with. But I don't operate from that. This is where I hold my human as the angel of my human, which is really the core of my body of work, right? I am the angel of my human, the light of my light. I observe myself so I can reparent myself. And I can also be my cheer. I was like, fucking go, like go, Sandrine, you can do it, right? So a frequency is really more like a state that we choose to repeatedly practice and embody. And for that, there's so many ways. Raise your vibration. There's a whole discussion, conversation to have about it. But there is such a thing as really cultivating high frequency feeling when someone hurts me deeply. I can feel the hurt. I can acknowledge that. I can see the part of myself that are really wounded and disappointed and sad and also angry because someone said things like that about me. But I'm not going to act from that with the all external reality in a way that I'm not going to retaliate or attack back or become this really angry person. No, in the intimacy of my own quantum universe, in the intimacy of my own heart, I hold myself deeply and I process that. And when I operate in the external reality, this is where I push myself a little bit to operate more from kindness, from forgiveness, from love, but also very clear boundaries, even if it's uncomfortable. I have had a lot of initiations recently around that. Initiations, this is a term that I use that other people could, other people might say, I have a problem, I have a challenge. Rather than problem or challenges, which is like really not, I feel like the vibe for me, I say it's an initiation. So we continuously receive initiations like this. an initiation that is offered to us to see where do I operate from? What is the signal that I choose to anchor within me? Okay? So a frequency is really like that, the state that you repeat and we practice. So the more we practice this, the higher frequency we become. So what we consistently rehearse becomes so familiar to our nervous system, to our mind and our behavior, that over time, it is going to affect what we notice, what we tolerate in our lives, what we create, what we choose, what we are able to receive as well. Can we receive more love? Can we receive more friends, more travels, more experiences? Can we receive more money, and so on, right? It comes from this place of coherence within ourselves. So sometimes a life can present, many different openings. Like, for example, we have new dreams, new ideas, new conversations. We start having new relationship with new people. We have new opportunities, next step, new desires, and so on. So there is kind of a momentum that appears when our inner knowing and our external opening seems to meet. So for example, this morning I was checking the Telegram group from this 21-day portal that you're invited to join if you feel the calling. And someone shared there that he had been contemplating joining this program for maybe a few days, I think the message was about. And there was so much tension. He was like, oh, I don't know if it's for me. I don't know if it's for me. And so on. He's like, oh, let's wait because I don't know. But he was expressing that he had been in a lot of tension. He felt like he wanted it, but the mind had a lot of good excuses not to do it. And he said, yesterday, I signed up, and he signed up as a VIP. Wonderful. I signed up as a VIP and I instantly felt this rush of joy, this level of gratitude towards myself. And I feel emotional when I say that because to me, this is an initiation in itself. You know, I went through many initiations myself, joining programs like that, you know, investing more and more and more in my spirituality, in my business, taking leap of faith into, oh my God, I cannot believe I'm going to invest this amount of money. This 21-day portal is only $33. So it's small investment, but it's like a training. It's a training of faith and training of backing yourself up. And this beautiful man who has not joined the group as a VIP said that I had the best night. I woke up feeling so energized, so activated, so joyful. He has already activated a higher frequency signal and the program hadn't even started because he followed his desire through aligned action. Then a feeling of calmness and being proud of ourselves happen. But there is this push that we need to do, you know? Like, it's like we need to back ourselves up. It's like, go for it. That's a leap of faith, right? And I'm going to share more about that inside that portal. Here I want to stay on the subject of the quantum field. So if we endlessly overthink, we can disconnect from a momentum. Because a momentum appears when our inner knowing and the external opening seem to meet. I desire to know a great love. I need to keep putting myself out there, and there will be a momentum when I meet my person. This momentum I cannot control. It comes as my signal or the feelings that I fear, the thought that I cultivate, the actions that I take, the habits I create, the way I move through life, that keeps on opening up, on having this very clear signal. One day I will be one person. One day I know I'm going to lead a ministry that generates multi-millions of dollars and create a legacy and an impact that truly changes lives and also support the environment. You know, that's what was present for me. I create a clear signal. I use discernment. I align. And there is no impulsivity in it. There is no impatience, ideally. Ideally, we can be impatient. And that's okay. But we do not cultivate that impatience by saying, why not now? I want it to happen now. This must be something wrong, you know, if it's not happening for me now. No, absolutely not. The discernment is like, It's happening already. There is a parallel reality existing within the quantum field where all of these desires are embodied, are lived, are expressed in physicality. As I maintain my clear signal, open my heart and move with aligned actions and cultivate good thoughts, then it's just, it's law. I'm going to be in that reality. God knows when, okay? So inside this 21-day portal that I would love to invite you to join, I'm going to teach you about the spiral of time, which is moving away from linear time and just literally collapsing timeline using a spiral. It's like a super awesome technology, very deep quantum geekery here if you like it, to illustrate how to quantum leap using this quantum field. So really the question is not, how can I be fearless? How can I heal myself completely? How can I become like the exact version of me there? No, it's not. What choice is more coherent with the person I am becoming? How do I keep my heart open? How do I stay focused while also lovingly healing myself? All of this is contemplation and self-reflection. So I would love to invite you today as a practice to choose one desire and to ask yourself first, like, what do I genuinely desire? Choose one. You can do the process again with another desire. So what do I genuinely desire? What do I currently believe about it? How do I speak about this desire? And what actions am I taking to make this desire become a reality? What are the habits I'm creating on a day-to-day basis to be the version of me that actually has this already in his existence, in her existence? So is my signal clear? Or where am I creating statics, like feeling that I really, really desire something, but I allow my mind to say no, no this, no that, blah, blah, blah. Or when my actions is like not the vibe, right? So you're not here to judge yourself. This is not being mean to your human, say, oh my God, what's wrong with you? Absolutely not. We never say anything negative about our human, remember? It is about radical self-honesty. This is very important musculature to develop. Okay, let's be radically honest. This is what I truly desire. Oh my goodness. I speak quite negatively about it. I have a lot of resistances, like my mind is saying no because of this, no because of that, no because of that. I list them out. It's like, whoa, I'm shocked by what's present there. None of my habits are actually supporting that. It's wonderful. It's great news. You can see how the quantum field within you lacks coherence. And so therefore, you can simply witness as an observer that, okay, this is probably why the reality hasn't shifted yet in the quantum field outside of me, the macrocosm. Self-reflection, radical self-honesty. Okay? So the quantum field is not really something that you need to chase. It's like really the web of life. And you can navigate this web of life with greater mastery. This is my teachings, this is literally what I'm passionate about, what I've been studying, the consciousness, the evolution of consciousness. This is what I teach in many different formats, in a lot of different ways. And this is not something that is necessarily like, it's magical in one way. Miracles do happen, magic happen. I have witnessed this for myself. I have worked with the quantum field with greater and greater precision over the years, and I still feel honestly like I'm a beginner because it's the infinite quantum field. So of course it is so much more to understand and embody, right? But there is a certain understanding that magic and miracles are actually completely normal. Normal when we understand how to consciously co-create with that. Because we are very advanced consciousness. All of us have the same potential. Only some are more activated in that potential than others. This is when you come and work with me. I'm excellent at activating the hell out of you and at showing you how to activate yourself mostly. This is actually how it works, you know. But my energy is really here. My mission, my My deepest desire is for you to see how incredibly powerful you are, what a beautiful heart you have, what a magnificent human being you are. The world is a better place because you are in it. Abso-fucking-lutely. And you came here for a reason. There is a general reason that applies to all souls that are part of the universe, which is evolution. You're here to evolve. But the way you evolve, the way you dance, the way you think, the way you play with life, that's you. You do you. And to experience a playground, an external reality that is really ecstatic, juicy, abundant, free, and like it's like, oh my god, I wake up every day and I cannot believe it's my freaking life. To experience that is to first believe that you can experience that. It's accessible to you. And that everything that's circulating in your mind right now about why it's not true, why it couldn't be you, all of that is bullshit. All of that. Of course, you can literally learn to co-create with the quantum field from your own microcosm, the level of coherence that you can bring within yourself, and to activate the most ecstatic playground outside of yourself. Every single one of us are here for that. And when we join forces to co-create a reality where children are born in a world that is safe, when they can express their gift, their desires and their talent in a safe, liberated way, when we create a world that is based on fairness and sovereignty, and all of us, we kind of like find coherence within ourselves at a greater level and start activating that, then it creates this like ripple effect through the quantum field. And this is when a quantum leap is possible for an entire group. This is the ascension process of humanity. This is why I was born into this timeline currently. It is to train people to become spiritual athletes. Everything that I'm teaching here and across the board of my own body of work is to train the musculature of spiritual athletes. Okay? So I would love to invite you to join if you like this content. Join, become a timeline architect. We are starting on the 6/7th of August, depending on your time zone. 21 days with me. We start with a powerful masterclass when I will go into deep architectures. Like really, it's kind of like, I call it advanced architecture because it is proper geeking, you know, like I have a lot of people who love science and like geeking on things as students. So we go really deep in the masterclass. You know, I describe everything. I explain everything that is part of my cosmology around quantum leaping and timeline architecture. And then from this masterclass, you will receive for 21 days audio drops for embodiment practices, for transmission writing, like journaling, if you want, for, you know, to expand. There will be like cosmic surgery, energetic recalibration, and a lot more practical ways to embody this. So it is advanced, but it is also very practical and it is accessible for all. This is one of my art. I bring advanced architecture, I deconstruct it, and I make it as tangible and as applicable as possible. Okay? Feel free to join. It's only $33 for 21 days. It's a no-brainer. If you want to work more closely with me though, I still have a few spaces as a VIP, which means that we will also gather 3 times for group sessions. You come off mute, you share with me the initiation / problems that you're experiencing in your journey of quantum leaping, and I can tune into your field and draw your awareness of like, oh, there's a fragmentation here, I can see something there, I can see something there, so we can go much deeper, much faster in a coherent way for you. I also have 2 spaces left now for VIPs. VIPs include all of that and 2 private sessions with me. So imagine how deep we can go because there you have me just for yourself. Okay? Thank you very much for watching. It's always wonderful to connect with you. So if you have other questions, you can always send them by email or simply send me a DM because it gives me like great inspiration to create videos like this. So thank you very much. I send you lots of love and I will see you next time. We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.